Welcome back. We're joined now by Julie Higginis, Director of Trust and Estates for Long Beach Memorial Medical Center. Julie, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
You were an honoree several years ago as one of the outstanding businesswomen. What was your experience attending the conference and, of course, getting that honor from, as I recall, Mayor Bob Foster?
It was, yes. It was a wonderful experience. The conference was fabulous. I got to meet a lot of different women. The networking was wonderful. And being up on stage with all the other women, Jane Netherton, it was really, really an experience. And those people will be my friends now for a long time.
Wow.
So it was really neat.
And you invited some of your family and friends to the luncheon, and I know your mom was there.
Yeah, my dad.
And your dad,
mm-hmm.
late dad, very much enjoyed mm-hmm. it. And that's a nice addition to the conference, I think, we started a couple of years ago to honor businesswomen, successful businesswomen.
Oh, yeah, it's fabulous. And I think they are giving out more and more awards each year. So.
Yeah. And you've stayed in contact with some of the women that you've met at the conference? And
Yes.
And so now you are at Memorial Hospital Medical Center, and you are an attorney, and you do fundraising.
Yes, I do. Both at the same time.
And that very much is a networking challenge and a relation. I mean, isn't business for both men and women relationship driven?
Absolutely. What we feel is that it takes 7 times to meet someone before they understand what you're talking about and to get into a good relationship. And by the Women's Leadership Exchange, I've become friends with these other 7 women, and we see each other monthly, and it's really a nice experience.
Really?
Yes.
You've kept it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes.
Let me go back to the remark that Gloria Allred made in the interview, referring to the traditional men's club, the old boys network, mm-hmm. and that this conference kind of creates opportunity for a women's network.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important because most of the men, they do have their own, it is the men's club or the boys club, but we're breaking in, and it takes women to help women to break in. So the more women that get into higher positions, we can help the other women that are coming in and break that glass ceiling.
And you're in the middle of that in that change, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe when you first started in business, there weren't quite the opportunities that there are now, but Lori, do you see a continued opening of opportunities for women in business?
Definitely. In the legal field, it's been a long time happening and a very slow process, but it's happening, and more women are becoming partners and managing partners as I am. And
it just occurred to me, we have 3 lawyers sitting at this table.
We do. Scary.
Yeah.
And I must say, when I was at law school back then, we had 160 in our class, and we had 14 women.
Wow.
And I went to a good law school, but that was par then. And now, with all the good law schools, it's 50-50, uh-huh. even maybe a little bit more women.
I think so.
And statistically, the women do better academically than the men. So probably you still have to try a little harder, don't you?
I think we need to do a little bit more. And women are very good multitaskers, and so sometimes we forget that we need to just do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the movement continues to be in the right direction. I mean, Hillary's campaign, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, mm-hmm. slowly made a woman making a very credible run to be mm-hmm. the nominee of a major party, and that will stand forever.
I was going to say, and women in business, the growth has been there. There's more and more women who are in management and ownership mm-hmm. positions in business now, and that statistic is rising. We're trying to get the other statistic to rise in terms of the women who are generating over $1 million in revenue. And so we're trying to, through the WLE conference and other things like that, mentor, the up-and-coming startup women-owned businesses to get them up to the higher levels of revenue.
And although this comment was made in another field, I think it's relevant. A high-ranking military official said that the time will not be distant before in the military mm-hmm. there'll be no job that a woman will not be filling.
Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough at our foundation, the Memorial Medical Center Foundation, that a woman was president. And so it was able to help us grow a little bit more in that sense, too.
So women helping women.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Without being sexist about it, mm-hmm. still they help each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Lori, in your work as chairman-elect of the chamber, are you going to be making a particular effort to help women?
Well, I think the chamber's always, you know, I was president of the Women's Council for 2 years. There's the division of the chamber. I plan on, you know, meeting with the then current president of the Women's Council as well as the IBA Council, getting all of those groups to try to work together and synergize, because there's a lot of synergy that could be happening there that I think is not, and we could work on that a little bit. So build everybody up a little.
I'm into that. Julie, thank you much for joining us. In our next segment, we'll be meeting with the Senior Vice President of Union Bank, one of the sponsors of this year's conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.